Alderpaw's gaze drifted toward the trailing brambles at the entrance of the medicine den. Outside, leaves would be drifting into the hollow. Leaf fall had come so soon. Less than a moon ago, he'd been trekking back from his quest beneath sunny blue skies.
Alderpaw!
Jayfeather's sharp mew snapped him from his thoughts. He turned his attention back to the herbs piled in front of him.
You're meant to be separating the yarrow from the colt's foot. Jayfeather glared at him with sightless blue eyes.
Sorry,
Alderpaw mumbled. Nothing he did seemed to please Jayfeather. Hurriedly, he began to peel the wide, limp yarrow leaves away from the brittle colt's foot. Beside him, Leafpool reached deeper into the crevice at the back of the cave. She hauled out another paw full of leaves.
I think that's the last of them. Once we've sorted these, we can decide what we need to gather before Leaf Bear.
We'll need catmint, Jayfeather mewed. If we'd gathered more last year, we might not have lost Spiderleg.
At the far side of the medicine den, Briarlight pushed herself upright in her nest.
I can help with the sorting.
Thanks, Jayfeather told her without turning. But we have enough cats here already.
His ears twitched irritably as he added,
and kits.
Alderpaw glanced guiltily at Twig Kit. The young cat was playing with a leaf just inside the entrance. She stood on her hind legs, reaching up to bat the leaf into the air, then ducked as it drifted down to catch it on her back. As it landed between her shoulder blades, she gave a meow of delight.
I had to bring her with me,
Alderpaw explained.
She didn't have anyone to play with.
What about Lilyheart's kits? Jayfeather snapped. They're her nest mates, aren't they?
Leafpool pushed a pile of thyme to one side. Lilyheart's kits are nearly 5 moons old, she reminded Jayfeather gently.
They're far too boisterous for Twig Kit. And they're not interested in having a young kit tag along.
Alderpaw was grateful that Lilyheart had agreed to raise Twig Kit along with her own kits, Leaf Kit, Lark Kit, and Honey Kit. But he wished the older kits had more patience with their foster littermate. Still, he knew they would be apprentices soon. They were more interested in pretending to hunt and fight than in playing nursery games with Twig Kit. If only her sister, Violet Kit, had been allowed to stay with her in ThunderClan. Alderpaw remembered with a spark of disgust how callously the ShadowClan cats had carried Twig Kit's sister away from the gathering. They hadn't cared that they were separating orphaned littermates. All they cared about was that Needlepaw, a ShadowClan apprentice, had helped find them. And since the kits might be part of a prophecy sent from StarClan, Rowanstar was determined to claim one of them for his clan. Anger surged through Alderpaw.
It was my prophecy. I led the quest that found them.
And yet that wasn't why he resented losing Violet Kit so much. He felt sorry for Twig Kit and for Violet Kit. Was ShadowClan taking care of her? Did she have a foster mother as kind as Lilyheart? Memories of his own kithood with his sister, Sparkpaw, and his mother, Squirrelflight, warmed his heart.
How would I have felt if I had been separated from them?
Twig Kit batted the leaf into the air once again, then leaped, her short fluffy tail whipping to balance her as she spun in the air. Nimbly, she caught the leaf between her forepaws. She's agile, Leafpool watched approvingly.
She should be playing outside, Jayfeather huffed. A medicine den is no place for kits.
She could play with Briarlight,
Alderpaw suggested. Because of her crippled hind legs, it was important for Briarlight to keep her forelegs strong and active and her lungs clear. Chasing a leaf with Twig Kit would be good exercise. Jayfeather frowned, but Leafpool spoke before he could object.
That's a great idea, Alderpaw, she called to Twig Kit. Would you like to play catch with Briarlight?
Twig Kit blinked at Leafpool, her eyes sparkling with delight.
Can I? Of course,
Briarlight purred.
You can play with me any time you like.
Jayfeather huffed and began untangling the pile of thyme.
Does this mean she's going to be in here even more?
Don't be so grouchy, Leafpool chided. She's not doing any harm.
I guess I only trip over her 3 or 4 times a day, Jayfeather snorted.